this is the Obama residence. We can't come to the phone right now, but if you leave a message, we'll get back to you as soon as possible. Thank you, and have a nice day.
The president-elect said it himself. Obama is not a common name. So it's no surprise that Uni Obama of Florida, the young voice on that answering machine message, might be mistaken for Sasha Obama, the younger daughter of Barack Obama. Uni isn't related to the Chicago Obamas, but that hasn't deterred callers. Here's Uni's mom, Susie Obama.
I had one call from overseas, so I'm not sure where it's from, but he had an accent. And he says to me, Obama? So I said, yes. And he says, Barack Obama? So I said, why do you want to know? And he says, Barack Obama? So I said, yes, that's my husband. What do you want? And I hung up. If you're going to call the president, at least know the area code. This is 386 Palm Coast, Florida.
Mrs. Obama says she's quite popular around town these days, especially at the Bank of America.
That bank is the best, even though they don't give me any loans anymore. But every time I go in there, everybody would say, Mrs. Obama, why didn't you call first so we can put the red carpet down?
Being an Obama today means little jokes, gaping stares, and lots of questions. Denise Obama is a freshman at the University of Virginia.
When I first started college, I was lining up for classes, and this girl was lined up after me. And I was getting out of class. She came behind me and stopped me. It was like, I noticed your name on the list, and I was just wondering if you're related. And I was like, no, I wasn't.
She says lately people have been asking her for tickets to the inauguration, some jokingly, some not.
Well, ever since you won, it's like, oh, yeah, so when are you getting us those tickets to the inauguration and stuff like that? Or when's our trip to the White House, since you have connections now? And, yeah, we're going to get into everything now that we know we're friends with you and stuff. It's very funny.
And Denise is getting more friend requests on Facebook.
This random guy from, like, Sweden Facebooks me and sends me a message. He's like, oh, wow, you have the last name Obama. That must be really cool, you know?
As for Susie, she's just happy Obama is a more prominent name in the news these days than Osama.
You remember when it's Osama, I was treated so bad. You know, Osama, Obama, I don't know, you know, it's a different spelling, but I was treated like I was Osama.
Take heart, Susie. There's a certain Obama from Chicago who has taken grief for his middle name, Hussein, which he shares with another infamous person in the news. But so far, the president-elect has managed to cope.